Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. A new U.S. House vacancy occurred at the end of last week with the unfortunate death of Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn of Minnesota. He suffered from a long battle with kidney cancer and is the third member to die in office during this Congress. Democratic Governor Tim Walz, who represented the 1st Congressional District before Mr. Hagedorn, has scheduled the special primary for May 24th and the special general on August 9th, concurrent with the regular statewide nomination election. This special election could become a bellwether for the succeeding midterm. Minnesota's 1st District, which stretches through the entire southern sector of the land of 10,000 lakes, is a politically marginal district in congressional elections, though a reliable Republican domain in national races. The seat has flipped between Republican and Democratic representation since 1982, when Democrat Tim Penny became the first of his party to secure the seat in 90 years. No congressional winner has even reached 51% of the vote since 2014. We can expect both parties to fight hard in the ensuing special election, and the result could well be a precursor as to what we might see in November. Senate Republicans are desperately looking to expand their current target field beyond the four obvious states, and another poll in Washington shows GOP challenger Tiffany Smiley coming closer to veteran Democratic Senator Patty Murray. The Public Policy Polling Survey, conducted for the Northwest Progressive Institute, finds Senator Murray's advantage dropping to 50-41%. Though it is conceivable that Ms. Smiley can make the Senate race close, defeating Senator Murray in a strongly Democratic state like Washington remains a very tall order. The Texas primary will occur next week, the first in the nation within the 2022 election cycle. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to breeze through the Republican primary, while embattled and indicted Attorney General Ken Paxton may be forced into a GOP runoff election. On the congressional front, the battle for the state's six open seats will likely end in runoff elections for most, if not all. Under Texas election procedure, if no one receives majority support in the primary election, a runoff is held between the top two finishers at a later date. In this case, the runoff date is May 24th. The one incumbent who may be endangered is Democrat Henry Cuellar from Laredo, who is under FBI investigation. He defeated challenger Jessica Cisneros 2 years ago with just 52% of the vote, and the Democratic Socialists are again heavily backing her this year. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, who ascended to her position when Andrew Cuomo was forced to resign, captured 86% of the delegate vote to secure the official Democratic Party endorsement at the New York State Convention. Polling, however, indicates she isn't as strong with rank-and-file Dems. The governor reached only 46% against two opponents in the latest Siena College statewide poll. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.